This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The problem was not lawsuits. The problem was, first of all, division and a party spirit. Let's bring up the second one. This is a big one. It's the word pride. There was a problem that Paul identifies at the church at Corinth, and he says, you people are puffed up with pride. I just want you to listen to a few scriptures out of Psalms and Proverbs that tells what pride will do. Pride breeds quarrels. For a moment, think about the last fight you had with somebody, the last argument. Might have been this morning. Might have been in the car on the way. What part did pride play in your response, their response, they're initiating, you're initiating it? Pride oftentimes is at the root of a lot of arguments between a husband and wife, between a parent and child, between two people at work. Do a little background check and see where pride plays a part in arguments, in division. Proverbs says that pride leads to disgrace. Psalm says that pride in people causes them not to seek God. Isn't that interesting? One reason that men and women don't seek the Lord is because of pride. And a man becomes so taken with himself and his education and his ability, and a woman can be so taken with her skill set and her talents and so forth. We don't need the Lord. Pride can cause a person not to seek the Lord. Pride goes before destruction. The Bible says pride will bring a man low. And then listen to this. Proud people, the Bible says, will be humbled. By whom?
The Lord.
Proud people will be humbled by the Lord himself. I'm moving quickly here since there's a total of six. Let's go on to number three. The third reason that the problem wasn't the problem, they dealt with spiritual immaturity. Paul tells them earlier in the book, we studied this, that they were babies in Christ. Why were they babies? They weren't familiar with the word. And Paul chides them and says, I have to feed you milk like a newborn baby, but you've been believers for a number of years. You should be feeding on the meat of the word. And here's the question I would ask you. How would you compare yourself to yourself in terms of where you are spiritually? I'm not asking you to compare yourself to the person next to you or to anybody else, but compare yourself to yourself in terms of growth in the word. Listen carefully. This is a simplistic statement, but I really believe it. Reading the Bible isn't something that's nice. Reading the Bible is absolutely necessary. The Bible says about itself, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If that's true, then you need the light. You need the lamp in your life. Hebrews says the Bible is like a double-edged sword, and that's a figurative expression to mean that it cuts both ways and it separates joints and marrow, which is a figurative expression to mean this, that the Bible goes to the deepest recesses of a person's being. Today's a good illustration of this since the lighting's the way it is. I've, over the years, in every church I've served, I've told you this before, I have had people say, when you read a certain scripture, Randy, when you told a certain point, I felt like one of the lights in the ceiling was right on me. Do you know what you call that? The power of the Word of God. It's not rhetoric. It's not oratory. It's not even conscience. It's the Word of God has the power to do two things, convict and comfort. Why? Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. Convicts, he comforts. And that's why spiritual immature people are usually people that don't know anything or little about the Word of God. Number four, the fourth problem that I think is part of the real problem was jealousy and envy.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Up, I'm going to say some things about jealousy and envy that you may have never heard before, and I really mean that. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to hear this message or any other message on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.